Aircheckdownloads.com.
We're going to go back to the phones. Wolverhampton is where we're going to talk to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Not too bad. Plodding along.
You have been in the same situation then, have you?
Absolutely, 100%.
And what's... tell us about your story then, Mark.
Well, I'll make it short. Right? Oh, I don't want to bore the public.
Give us the nitty-gritty details.
Basically, before I even start, what I say to Steve, sacrifice, commitment, and plod along with it. Don't leave it. Because he'll be the one who will be the worst one off.
Okay.
That's how I look at it.
Right.
First of all, anyway, married. Well, I was courting first. 7 years in a relationship. Decided to get married 9 years afterwards. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and when I decided to get married, the marriage lasted another 10 years.
Right.
Okay. Absolutely, got two beautiful kids, young girl, 15, young boy of 9. It came to a stage in my life, when I knew that, we both of us stopped loving one another. And, the sense of the relationship going downhill was happening anyway. I didn't have the bottle to leave, but my ex-wife decided to do it. She took the step of leaving. But she left me in a position when I was unwell. Okay?
Yeah.
Originally from London, she up and went to Wolverhampton.
Right.
She settled in Wolverhampton, and it was so difficult for me to keep in touch with the kids. So occasionally, when I used to come down from London, I would see, I'll give you an example, Father's Day in 2007, for 15 minutes, I saw my little boy, she took him away.
Right.
So what really basically happened after, I completely, realised that she's a completely different person. Yeah, she was, absolutely the same as Steve. She, she wanted to work very hard. She looked after us. So she's absolutely beautiful. Everything was fine. But when I realised that this is what she had become afterwards when we separated, I thought, hang on, this is out of order, So I decided to go to the local solicitors and get the ball rolling and fight for custody of my children.
Okay.
I lost custody altogether. I didn't get what I wanted in the courts of today, And what then happened is basically, we're living our separate lives. I only live around from the corner from her. So occasionally when I want to see my little boy, the same situation happens. She stops me from seeing the little boy. My little girl doesn't even come to me. And I just feel as if I'm the one who's worse off. And if we take it from how the children look at it, they're like torn apart. Because I've got a young boy, he says to me, Dad, I want to live with you. And because of that reason, I try my utmost best to keep him happy. But things don't work to the way they need to be working, And it's really difficult to make him understand that. So the little boy is torn apart as well. My young girl, she hardly sees me at all. Yeah, and if she does come to see me, it's either over money or silly things or immaterial things. So the rift, gets bigger and bigger. So if he if he wants to decide and up and leave because he feels as if there's no love in the relationship or, things don't work the way he wants them to work, what my advice is, plod along with it, but make sure, his children know that he does that around, he spends quality time with them. He does what he wants to do. If his wife doesn't want to be involved in that, that's her loss. So he needs to build his relationship with his children and that love and that commitment. And sooner or later, one day she will give in. She'll probably, work along with it as well. Because if she realises that, the children are spending more quality time with the father, she'll have to give in. And sometimes, she'll probably work it out in her head later on in life that it will be better for us to work together at this relationship as well. And probably her views and her opinions might change to the way she spends so much quality, work, continuously working, looking after herself. And one day she'll probably, come to light.
So what you're saying is stay in the relationship for now, and where he's not getting, you know, the love and he's not having the fun, concentrate on having that with the children.
With the children, and, working with the children.
And build the relationship with the children more. Go out and do all the stuff that he wants to do, like going on holidays to this country, in cottages and, you know, having a good old messy time, having a good relationship with them. And then hopefully she'll see what she maybe is missing out on.
Aircheckdownloads.com.